Now I'm sitting here with Lieber Mechel, who is born American, but now he lives in Italy. Italy seems to be like the meeting point for European comic book artists right now.
It's all Jim Lee's fault.
Yeah.
I guess so, yeah.
Okay, Lee did a lot of different projects like Superman, Jean 13, Batman and Deathblow, Hellblazer, and right now you're working on what project?
Lex Luthor, Man of Steel with Brian Azzarello. 5-issue miniseries for DC Comics.
So how far are you in the project right now? What is your idea? The wrong question?
I'm working on issue 3 right now.
Okay. So, and I read you're doing something with Mike Mignola?
Yes, I will take over Hellboy from Mike. Mike's got one more miniseries that he's doing called The Island that will come out next year. And then at some point late next year, our miniseries will come out. It's 6 issues.
Okay. Did Mike just get tired of the series, of his character?
No, actually not at all. Mike's going to be very, very involved. He's writing it and doing covers, and also I think he's pretty involved with character design and stuff like that. And basically, I think he has other projects he would like to do, and Hellboy being, I think, now with the film, and I think, it's getting a lot more recognition as a character. I think he still has a lot of stories he wants to tell, but he just doesn't have the time to do them all. So, he's been doing Hellboy now for 11 years, and I think he wants to go and draw some other things. And they were looking for a replacement. And
see, so why did they choose you?
I actually met the editor Scott Alley in Chicago Con 2 years ago, and I just came up to him to congratulate him on some great books I thought that he was doing with the Dark Horse Horror line.
So you're like a fan of him?
Yeah, I just thought they were doing some great books. Freaks of the Heartland is a great book, I think, and obviously like Goon and books like that I thought are really interesting, and it's nice to see that kind of stuff in the market, some of the horror stuff that they've been doing. I thought it was great, and I gave him a sketchbook that I had at the time. It's very popular in the States to have, like, for artists to have, like, these sketchbooks.
Okay,
so, yeah. Gave him a sketchbook, and I had 2 Hellboy sketches. And apparently, after that, he, I had no idea at the time they were looking for some guy to draw Hellboy. I never would have thought in a million years Mike would have wanted anybody else to draw it. And, 2 weeks later, I got a call from Scott Alley, and he was like, "Hey, I got an offer you can't refuse." So, they offered me Hellboy, and I was, of course, extremely flattered, and it's one of my favorite comics of all time. So, and it was, more than that, it's just the opportunity to work with Mignola, who is one of my biggest influences, and just, I respect and admire him a great deal.
So, since you're working on Hellboy right now, you probably saw the movie.
Did you like it? I love the movie.
You loved it?
Yeah. I thought it was definitely the best comic book to film adaptation I've seen yet. And I thought it was just so great to see so much of Mike Mignola's humor, and more than just his style. It was really, the movie had Mignola written all over it to me.
Yeah.
And I thought that was such a credit to him and to his creation, and the fact that the filmmakers loved the original material enough that the movie had that kind of feeling to it. And it's the first time I've ever seen that on a comic book film.
And Ron Perlman is Hellboy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
it
definitely.
Just has a look.
When I read Hellboy now, I hear Ron Perlman's voice. I mean, it's great.
Yeah, I can imagine. So, you talked about your current projects and your future projects, but what about your past? I mean, how did this come that you're a comic book professional? I read you joined Wildstorm with 18,
at a very
young age.
I got hired, Scott Doombeer, who's now the editor-in-chief at Wildstorm, at the time was just an editor, and he actually, I've been showing him work, I think, for a few years at conventions, and Wildstorm had an intern program that was kind of dying at the time.
Yeah.
And I was actually the last intern for, I think, 5 years.
Where was it located at the time? New York? Was it located in New York City at the time?
No, it was actually in La Jolla, California, San Diego, very close to San Diego.
So you moved to California to work at Wildstorm Studios?
Actually, I've been living in California since I was 11.
Okay.
My family moved to Southern California, and so it was a four-hour move for me, not a big deal. And I moved down. They put me up in an apartment that some other of the art intern guys were staying in at the time, and it was like... the closest thing I can compare it to is like a frat house for comic book artists. I mean, it was like,
that sounds like fun. Yeah.
Yeah, you were getting paid to learn how to draw comics, and you were surrounded by a bunch of other guys who love comics, and it was fantastic. It was,
sounds
like a college experience. Yeah, it was very fantastic. And then of course there's Jim Lee. You know, you were working in the same studio with Jeff Campbell and. Travis Shrae was there for a little while. It was a kind of a cool experience just to be around an atmosphere, I think, that produced some really fantastic artists. So
besides Jim Lee or Mike Mignola, who else inspired you to draw? If you go back to your childhood,
I go back to
who's
my...
like your childhood comic book artist hero?
Okay. Who's the first artist? The first artist?
Yeah, the first one you remember.
There's two, actually. The first two that I really remember are Howard Chaykin.
Okay.
I got Black Hawk, I think, when I was in the fifth grade. And, Black Hawk was painted, and I really liked the way Howard Chaykin drew people. I thought, these people look really cool. The book was drawn, I thought, beautifully. At the time, I was just, I liked the fact that it didn't really have the superheroes. It had, like, the 1940s. It was like Indiana Jones, kind of. And I thought, fantastic, this is great. And then my grandmother bought me The Dark Knight Returns for Christmas.
You were like, what do you say, fifth grade?
Yeah. And she bought me The Dark Knight Returns, and I instantly fell in love with Frank Miller. To me, though, at the time, it was the same as Black Hawk because it looked different than other comics.
Yeah.
It was painted,
it
had the nicer paper, the nicer binding, and to me that, when you're used to, as a kid, not really caring about the condition of your comics, you just roll them up, it was weird. It was like I had a comic book that I felt like I had to take care of, and for the first time. And then after that, I started, getting into a lot of the mature readers vertigo. I got into it right after Sienkiewicz got off of it, when Andy Helfer and Kyle Baker were working on it. I really liked that.
And so I imagine you started drawing when you were... like 11 or something like that?
I started drawing when I was a kid, Star Wars and stuff like that, and then always superheroes. Batman had been my favorite character since I was a little kid.
So when did you first think, maybe I could live off from it, so?
I think in fifth grade, it was kind of like, that was when the idea was kind of like, man, it would be really cool to do this. Then of course, as you get older, you get sideswiped by other interests, in high school I started just becoming obsessed with film, and there was a period where I wanted to be a cinematographer, but the whole time I was always drawing comics on my own, then I spent 1 year in university, and all of a sudden I wanted to be a fine art, painter at that time, and the whole time though, like I said, still drawing comics, but it kind of had not become the focus for a while because I had been going to conventions, showing work, and no one was hiring me, and I thought, okay, maybe it's not meant to be. I'll try these other things that I'm interested in. Then, of course, right at that moment, I get hired by Wildstorm.
Lucky coincidence. Yeah. Fate, maybe?
Yeah.
You never know. So, is the first convention in Germany?
Yeah, first convention in Germany.
And how was your first day experience?
It was fantastic. It was great. I mean, it's interesting to see conventions in different countries and how they compare.
Is there a difference?
Yeah, but in general, I find that everywhere the people are always really nice. And so that's
important.
That's the best part.
So did the fans behave? Did you
always.
Let do your work? And
I don't think I've ever had a really bad experience with a fan before. So they've always been very, very gracious and very kind. So I'm just glad anybody wants to read the crap that I draw.
Okay, we'll see it that way. You think you will make the whole weekend?
Oh yeah, definitely.
You're still in good shape? Is your hand still working?
Yeah, the hand isn't broken yet, and you know, I'm an artist fueled by the night. So the nightlife here will determine how well the next days go.
Okay, and what's up for the future? Do you get any other projects besides Hellboy and the Lex Luthor thing you're doing?
A couple things. None of them I really know if I can really discuss, but yeah, there's a creator-owned project that I have, two actually, one that I'm developing kind of for film and comics, and the other one just a comic book property. So there's definitely a lot of things that I want to be doing in the future. The thing is with comics, it's so strange because, you know, Hellboy will be taking up a lot of my time in the future, that's awesome. So, you know, I'm thinking about other things, but they'll all have to be things that kind of get worked in and around Hellboy. And there will be hopefully more work for me next year than there have been for the past few years. So
okay, I hope so too.
Yeah.
So that's the end. Thanks for the interview.
Thank you.